On Varney & Company, we plant our flag in California every day as the budget crisis there continues. Today we examine another pressing issue, prison guard pensions. Reports show that California prison guards get 90% of their final year's salary in pension payments for life. We're joined now by Adrian Moore, Vice President of Research at the Reason Foundation. He's going to weigh in for us. I don't want to get bogged down in this prison guards pension thing. It just occurs to us that this is an outrageously lavish pension covering hundreds of thousands of people, and the state can't afford it. And it's part of the reason why the state is insolvent. What say you?
Absolutely. Unfortunately, it's not atypical. The prison guards union is particularly politically powerful in California, but a lot of state and local government workers in California get these kind of outrageous pensions. Not everybody gets 90%, but if you're savvy, you can get close to that or more than that even if you manage your last few years right.
Adrian, I presume that firefighters, police officers, along with correctional officers, they're looking at 90% of their salary in the last year of service. That's their pension for life. Is that firefighters and cops?
It's peace officers. But over the last 5 or 10 years, California's expanded the definition of peace officers to be billboard inspectors, health inspectors, animal control officers. You name it, they all get the same sweet deal.
Okay, let's move on. California to us looks a lot like Greece. Desperately in need of a federal bailout or a bailout of some sort, basically insolvent. Do you object to that analogy?
Yes. I mean, the fact is that the state is completely upside down financially, but needing a bailout is crazy. The state, if the current revenue is about on line with 2002, so if we passed 2002's budget, we would be okay. I don't know if you were watching the news back in 2002, but I'm pretty sure when I lived in California in 2002, things were not hellish here.
Yes, but wait a second. If you pass the budget of 2002, then you've got to pay peace officers, correctional institution guys, you've got to pay those firefighters, and you've got to pay them less, and you've got to bring down their pensions. And you can't do that. You are stuck
right
with the budget you've got, and that's why you're insolvent.
No, we're not stuck with the budget we've got. We have these outlandish welfare benefits in California. I mean, you've probably heard the statistic that
look,
with roughly
Adrian,
12% of the population, we've got 30% of the
you're right,
welfare
but look,
recipients.
Every attempt, every single attempt to really cut back dramatically in California has failed.
Right. So how is a federal bailout going to help that?
It's not going
to
help.
We have to face the music.
It's going to have to be given to you. Otherwise, you default on your
loans.
Gonna
You're going to have to make cuts.
But you can't
make the cuts. We're going to have to make the cuts.
Well,
eventually,
this isn't a classic dilemma, isn't it? You can't make the cuts
yeah.
that you've really got to make, and therefore, you will get the bailout that you say you don't need. That's the truth.
Yeah, but I don't accept that the politicians are unwilling as a definition of can't. That's not can't, that's won't.
Got it. Adrian Moore, you're right. But only semantically right.
There is a practical element.
I wish we had more time.
What's the pressure that's required?
Come back and see us again, Adrian, because this is good stuff.
Okay,
we appreciate
thank
it.
You.